Greece is the one that I want. It's on its way to Australia, performing once again. Of course, a couple shows around the country. Capitol Theatre in Sydney from the 24th of March. One of the cast members, one of the stars of not only this musical, but, you know, Australian music royalty, really, joins us on the line. Morning, Marsh Hines. How's things?
Oh, things are good. The sun's shining. I'm alive. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. How are you guys?
Oh, better hearing your voice.
Yeah. All smiles in here. Obviously, we're thrilled that Grace is doing the rounds once again. Are you excited to jump back on tour and join in the fun?
Yeah, but you know, guys, I'd love Grease because I had a crush on John Travolta.
I as a young lady.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, you can own that. But, you know, the interesting thing is, at the end of the show, the audience go ballistic, you know, and they know all the words, which is just so cool to me, you know, like, and it's joyous. It's a happy, happy show.
So, obviously, the tour is starting, you know, very, very soon. How all the preparations been going? You get along with all the fellow cast members? Any juice to tell us?
No, I hate them all. the show is fantastic. The show's got Jayla Guy in it, and it's also got my new bestie, Patty Newton, Burton's wife. And she plays a school teacher, and she does it very well. But the show looks amazing, guys, and to see everybody so happy and living that whole memory of the 50s is so cool.
Whenever I think, Grease, I think about those slick leather jackets.
Yeah.
Do you get to, like, keep the leather jackets after or,
any of the props?
Yeah. Any of the props?
Well, I don't wear one, but the cast do wear very slick, very tight. The boys, you know, there's a lot of eye candy in this show. The boys
love that.
The boys wear some really nice tight jeans, and the girls are gorgeous. And you know what's interesting, too? Our director, Luke Jocelyn, he's kind of changed it up a bit and made it a little bit more modern, but most importantly, respectful to what Grease always was. So I think it's a really great production.
Now let's talk about your role in this show, Marsha. What can you tell us about your little special beauty school dropout area of the show?
Look, I've got to say, though, I don't know that many women have played this part because it's usually done by a dude, you know, like Frankie Avalon. And I believe Peter Andre did it in London. And a really great singer called Billy Porter did it on Broadway. I thought it was really cool and game of them to allow me to do it as a woman. But also, I've changed it up a bit. But if I tell you anymore, I've got to kill you. You got to come and see it. But I think they've done a great job. The whole show's great.
Now, you are doing a tour as well, the Still Shining concert tour. Coming to Newey, performing at the Belmont Sailing Club. Tell us a little bit about this tour, what we can expect in Newey.
I lived in Newcastle for like 11 years, so it's going to be good to come back and see some of my friends. But also, I much prefer to play in a smaller venue so I can actually feel the audience. I'll do a lot of my old stuff and a couple new songs spread in there. But it's wonderful. I look in the audience and people are crying, you guys, and I think, God, I hope I'm not singing that bad. But anyway.
the opposite, you
know,
I think.
But you don't realize, you know, as a performer, you hope that songs touch people. And then eventually when you know, after 50 years, I look in the audience and my songs have become the tapestry of people's lives, which is, we pray for that. Performers pray that that's going to happen with a career, and it's a wonderful thing. It's just great to still be relevant and still be touring. I love it.
Now, I need you to level with me, Marsha. You've been heavily involved judging Australian Idol this year. Have you seen some of those performers and gone, anything you can do, I can do better, and jump back on the road? God, I still got it.
Nah, it's not that kind of party, my brother. No, I would never say that to anybody. But, you know, like, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So, you know, whatever they're bringing it to the table, and, you know, no, I would never think that way inclined. But some of the auditions have been very interesting. People say, oh, look, my mother said I was really good. I say, unfortunately, she's your mother.
She's wrong.
Very, very biased.
Yeah, you know it, right?
All right, Marsha, we do have a bit of a curveball question for you. You talked about this Newcastle show being a bit of a homecoming. You lived here for over a decade.
Yeah.
And every now and again on the show, we do a classic celeb sightings. Where have you seen a celebrity out and about? And we get this conversation every 6 months or so. I'll just get you to listen to this audio.
Newcastle's celebrity encounters.
I've served Marsha Hines a few times.
Really?
A few times.
How good is that?
What's the context? Yeah. Where this all kind of happened?
I used to work for Colorado, and she used to come in and buy her shoes.
Now, Marsha, are you a big Colorado collector, or is this a Marsha Hines lookalike in Newcastle?
Oh, no, honey, that was me, big time. I'd always go to Chowtown and shop. What else is a girl going to do, you know? But I do like Colorado, and she's telling you the truth.
There we go. Sighting confirmed.
Marsha, shops at our local.
Thank you so much. We are so looking forward to having you here in Newcastle, seeing you at Greece as
so
well.
So busy.
I know.
So what's going on?
How do you find time to shop at Colorado? That's the main question.
Like the song says, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I'm digging it. It's just so great to be working and things are great. But I look forward to seeing everybody in Newy soon.